Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Panama! Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Merry Christmas, my little darlings. Two of you.
Thanks, same to you.
All shiny and bright.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Bienvenidos, mis amigos.
Welcome to our Christmas celebration.
This is it.
All right. Come get your present, Maddie.
Oh no, you didn't.
Yes, I did. It's present time.
It's not.
It is.
Ah, fudge.
We're gonna do it early. I actually hope you didn't get me anything.
I didn't.
Good.
I honestly, yesterday was one of those days where even as we had a company lunch, and it was wonderful, and we all had good times, and then I left and was like, okay, I'm free. I'm gonna go find some surf, and I'm gonna. And then my wife calls and goes, or texts and goes, you know, you got kid pickup, right? And I was like,
oh, no.
No, I didn't know that.
Thanks for telling me.
Oh, no. And I had to race to get there.
You got
to
get there on time.
Ooh, yeah. Peppermint sticks. You know, I love them.
Oh,
and peppermint bark. You know, I love that.
I got you all the little treats that you can.
These are for my flight.
On.
Thank you.
Perfect. I actually stole two of them. I stole two of your peppermint sticks to glue them onto Vinny's thing.
That's okay.
They're there. You can have them back.
No.
No, it's okay.
Don't you want them?
Well,
don't you love peppermint sticks?
I don't hate them, but I certainly, you know, I'm not flying anywhere.
Oh, okay.
You can have them back.
He's got a whole box.
I got a whole box.
And
give them to the kids.
I got a towel. It's wonderful.
Oh, yes. I know how you love towels.
It has a belt.
It's a belt and towel. Vinny has a nice.
Oh, it's called towel and robe.
It's a nice new robe.
That's nice.
I love the color.
Well, it's just a very manly looking blue, in my opinion.
Men's terry robe, light blue. I like it. Thank you so much.
Sure. I can't wait to see pictures of you in it in the hot tub.
I will send you a photo. A non-graphic.
You already promised me that you were going to send me tons of photos and just be pelting me with messages all vacation
long.
So we don't forget about each other.
I just opened up a bag of hand towels.
Hand towels are important.
And those are dish towels.
Dish towels, because I only
have
one.
One dish towel.
And these match my apartment, so thank you.
Well, I knew that you were. If I could have found a blue and gold, I would have done it.
No, this is perfect. This offsets
just the blue and white.
Blue and gold couch.
They're just
and everything
regular
else.
Old hand towels.
I love you. Thank you.
I love you, too. Just
thank
see,
you
I
so
told
much.
You guys, just a little something from listening to you talking on the show.
It's very nice of you.
Yay.
Very thoughtful.
Appreciate I even knew you were going to do that and still didn't get out to go get you anything,
so
I apologize.
I'm actually glad that you didn't.
Well.
Although I do need a new jacket, Vinny, and you're the guy who always buys me my new jackets. So
the blue one bit it already?
No, but it's looking a little...
It's ragged
out.
Yeah,
you go. It's just getting a little... I don't know. You know what happens with jackets. You wear it for long enough and you're like, well, and I should probably get a new one. I
stuff live in the that pockets thing. With everything.
It is basically my purse.
Right.
It's a wearable purse.
Anyway, yeah. So I got the kids picked up, and you know who I saw while
no,
I was
don't.
On my adventures? I didn't actually get home and drop everything till 5 p.m. last night.
Oh my God.
I know. Which I know most people are like, yeah, welcome to the club, except
yeah,
you
except
didn't get up at 3.
Yeah, except our day starts at 3.
Anyway, it's Krista Jett, the lady that ran for office in
yes,
the city council.
That your wife held a block party
yeah,
for?
And then she won. Uh-huh. And this is the first time I've seen her, and she's, it's all legit. Like, she's getting sworn in.
Oh.
There's things they're like, we've got to get you up to speed. There's
What's
lots
her
of
position?
She's a city council member.
Okay, all right.
That's what she ran for, and it's super cool. I know that most people wouldn't ever. Like,
right.
You don't even think about it. You wouldn't, but she thinks she has, she's like, I have stuff to offer and I want to participate. And she's got little kids, which I think, I didn't really say this to her when we were talking, but I'm really proud of her. And I was thinking, your daughter is going to see you doing something for your community. It's not a paid gig.
No.
This isn't that, like, you know.
You run for something that you're volunteering to do.
You're doing extra.
Yeah.
For your community. And I think it's cool. So anyway, I saw her and was just like, we're so proud of you. And how's it going? And she's like, I just got sworn in, but we're already, like, I'm taking tons of meetings and I have to get up to speed. And there's...
Well, and you just had a tornado in your town.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's stuff to be done there. I'm sure that took out some power lines and stuff.
It did. But, so anyway.
But here's the deal.
Yeah.
You've now got somebody on the inside.
Yeah,
what
maybe.
Do you want
no,
done? What are you going to get?
Yeah.
What are you going to get done? What's your agenda, Vinny?
Well, I'll tell you, my agenda is this little town has no more room for more housing. Like, that's one of the things that every community seems to be fighting is... The state is saying, you got to build
more. More things.
And we've got two exits or two, whatever, two ways in. And if that at 8 o'clock in the morning has, you know, another 500 people, it's just, there's no way out.
But what right. if I want to move there and I need a house?
Well, then you have to wait till there's a vacancy and then you can.
It's just really, it's not built for, every community is dealing with this. Like, how are we supposed to wedge in more housing?
Even your first house that you bought there was like a house you waited to have mm-hmm. completed for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was, you know, there's a ton of pressure from, there's a loosening of all these like extra unit rules.
Yes.
And they're just, I don't know if it's like you get a certain amount of money for having a certain amount of units or something, because it seems like everybody's town is going build, build, build.
The granny unit thing or carriage house or whatever you want to call
ADU.
It. ADU. Is really cool, I think.
Yes, it's lovely.
If you can build onto your own property and let Nana, Nona, whatever you call her, live in there, right. That's great. Really helpful.
Sure.
And opens up, you know, Nona's apartment or home for sale and lets right. someone else. But, you know, in general, you've got to know that your community can withstand
another
500 right. humans.
Right.
How to...
And that's what they want to add every year. You know, they don't want to be like, okay, that's it. We've reached the number. They want to keep going. It's like there's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. So anyway, but I'm not even dealing with that. I'm just proud of her. It's really cool that she decided to do that. And you can see that she's like, it's a lot. There's
I'm
a
sure
lot.
I'm sure it is.
And she's a full-time nurse too. So
we'll put a water park in. I think every town should have a water park.
Yeah, but that brings in a lot of traffic from outside, Maddie.
Water.
Well, you know that once a pool is filled, yeah, you know, some will evaporate, but you're not like... I don't know. He's got this thing with fountains where you can't have a fountain because of the water shortage. And it just, you know, it's not like a bath that you dry every day. It's just there.
Okay.
Nah. I don't know.
I hear what you're saying. You don't hear what I'm saying. That's fine.
Yeah.
Water parks are a no.
I think every town should have one. So
do you?
Yeah.
I didn't realize you had a stance on that.
Yeah. It's not a big stance, but it's a stance. I've read it once. Somebody was asking what our town needed in my little hometown, and it was like jobs, you know, better roads, blah, blah, blah. And then one guy was like, we need a water park. And I'm like, that guy makes a good point.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about it. I feel like one in every town is too many.
Yeah.
You know, unless they're just only for the people who live in that town. I mean, I guess that would work.
Man, it's not a concrete stance, but I do think you should advocate for something silly. Then,
oh, now that you have a person on the inside,
you've got the power.
Yeah, I really am just happy and proud. I shouldn't have brought her up. I blew it. It's my bad. What are you guys up to?
Nothing. I can't wait to when I get home today. My kids will be there. Although, I guess is it earlier?
They got in last night.
They did.
Did they wake you up?
I think I might have heard some bumping around out there, but I didn't. It was not enough to get me out of bed. Mm. If they'd been yelling and screaming, I'm sure I would have. But they, so I guess if it's earlier here, it's late. Yeah, so they'll probably be up when I get home, whatever, 11 o'clock or something. That'll be fun. I can't wait. I honestly, even when my alarm went off this morning at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, you hit the thing off and you, or actually, I have my first alarm at 3 is on my iPad, which is propped by my bed. And it's like this little, there's a big snooze button and then there's a teeny little stop button at the bottom. So I got to like wink an eye and try to, you know, get my finger right on that thing just to get it off of there. And then the light goes on. And I thought for the next 2 weeks
off,
I didn't turn it off. Right.
I
then,
turned but, mine off,
but
already.
I will. I should turn all my stuff off. I can't wait to not wake up at 3. That's all. Mm-hmm. You know, just for a couple weeks. And we do have some plans, you know, here and there with friends and family and stuff, but mostly we're not doing much. And which is a change for us, because normally we always got to go somewhere, or, you know, get on a plane or whatever kind of traveling. And we just don't. It's going to be a really nice staycation. Are you guys staying in town the whole week, the whole 2 weeks?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, we might try to go snowboarding, but we'll see what the weather's like. Right now, it's looking like the rain starts tomorrow, everyone. Get ready.
Does Sandy come up, or does your family come up?
She's not going to come up this year. There's definitely an effort is made, but she got a little dog this year, and she's not sure it's travel ready. And I have, you know, when you are, I just tried my hardest and then went, yeah, stay home. You should stay home. Mm. Yes. Like, I'll come get you. I don't know. I'll pay for your flight. I don't know if what if we get to, and then you just go, you know what?
Yeah.
Stay there with our brother. My brother's there. Yes. She's going to be fine.
Is she
happy.
Close to both the brothers?
Closer than us. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they'll be fine. That's what they did for Thanksgiving, and that's what they'll do for this Christmas, and it's fine. Like, you just, right. You can only try so much.
You did
much.
What you did, and right, exactly.
And then you go. And then there's the question is she trying to not?
Right.
And so that's when you just go, you know what, maybe I'll just back off and let this just be. So, no, Sandy's right. not coming.
You let her know that you want her to come and that you'll do whatever it takes to get her there. And if she still says no, then you've just got to say, I've done what I can.
I think has gotten older, though, she likes being home. She likes her stuff, and I think that's part of it, too.
No, like, I definitely feel like I thought when someday, you know, my kids would be gone and all John and I would do is travel. And then we started doing that, and then we were like, wow, you know what's great? Being at home in your own bed with your own junk and your own coffee maker and your own robe and slippers and your, mm-hmm. you know, cozy spot that you've carved out on the couch for yourself that everybody knows not to sit in. My kids don't know that. They do know it's my seat, but they don't care. It's the nicest seat. So I always have to throw them out. Like the cats. The cats also sit there. I'm always like, get up. One cat goes, it sees me coming, it looks at me, and it just gets up.
If you see your kid in your spot, you'll throw that kid out?
If I was gonna sit there, I'd be like, you know, that's my seat. They go, yeah, I know.
Good.
I'm like, you want me to sit on your lap? And they go, nope. And then I get up.
All right.
Like, I'll sit right next to you and snuggle. I don't care.
Well, I'll be traveling enough for both of you.
Yeah. Now, what's your deal?
I'm going to Charlotte, spend holiday with my sister.
Charlotte where?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
All right.
We'll be singing Dominic the Christmas Donkey the whole time.
All right.
Really weird.
We really enjoy that song now.
And then,
so this is like a Hassan family thing now.
It was the whole drive to Winterland was Dominic the Donkey.
Yeah. Hey.
I don't know if I should play that.
Yeah, probably not.
Mama wasn't singing, but the rest of us were all about it.
Oh. All right, so first you go to Charlotte.
I got a friend who gifted me a place to stay in Kona.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I'm going to Kona for like 4 days.
Oh, my God, that's great.
And I'll be back here for New Year's.
And meanwhile, your wife's just at your house the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh.
With the dogs.
Oh, boy.
Hey, we're switching off. Right. I'm going to come back for New Year's. She can go do...
Right, whatever. Is she going to stay through New Year's at your house, or does she know some people up here that she wants to see? Or
some, and then she'll be, and then her two best friends live in Santa Cruz.
Oh.
So she'll be down in Santa Cruz, and I'll be home. I have no New Year's plans right now.
Oh, we're probably having something. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Well, now that I think of it, it might be a pub crawl.
Well, as long as I can.
Yeah, you're more than welcome.
Get my NAs.
Yeah.
My non-alcoholic. Brewskis.
Right.
What are you gonna do in Hawaii?
Nothing.
I love that.
No, there's some beaches, and then I like to bodyboard, so I'm gonna try to get out in the water a little bit and do that.
What is that like? Just like, well, it's like a boogie board, like a little short board.
Yeah, you lay on your belly,
but it's bigger, and yeah, I mean it's there's some good spots in Kona, and I like Kona the town. It's just a nice little town, so, and it's cheap, like. For Hawaii, like if you want to save money, go to the Big Island. That's where you save your money.
Nice.
Yeah.
That sounds really great.
It will be nice. I've had a very, 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 very crap year. So.
I'm very sorry. I was thinking about that this morning too. Like there's a lot of good in my life and a lot of things that I love. And I'm overall a happy person. But man, this year can F all the way off.
Yep.
Like. Enough of this. Enough bad news. Enough terrible situations. Enough.
But it ended well. I got to come back and do the job that I love. And
are you here now officially?
Not officially, but yeah, almost.
Damn near officially?
Damn near officially.
We got good news as we were walking after you split. And I went, oh, that's great.
Yep.
I almost texted you.
Our boss got a text from somebody in the know. And
oh, really?
Yeah, things are going around. Okay. So it was like, okay, wow, this is great news.
I'm glad they know. I haven't seen anything.
Oh, it looked like it was all set. That's why I was asking. Are you officially here?
It's official for the most part.
Right.
Yeah. When the pen meets the paper, it's official. But I'm so happy to be here. And I just want to really thank both of you. For the last few months, it's been awesome, and Vinny, just getting to know you and work with you, I couldn't be more thrilled.
Oh, that's nice of you to say.
That's great.
And Sarah, you know how much I love you. And
I love you too.
I love these 4 hours that we have together. It's really awesome. Not many people get to do this.
415 says, Sandy doesn't want to sleep in a 5 and 10 year old's bed. I'm shocked. She chooses to do that.
She has a room.
Yeah, she's got a spot, but she's chosen. She said repeatedly, they're not going to want me in their bed soon enough, so I'm going to enjoy it while I've got it.
Mm.
I appreciate the text because that's very funny, but I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah. It could really just be the dog. She may just be saying, look, it's the dog. I don't want to.
And it's all good.
Yeah.
It's fine. Right. I'm not going to fight with anybody. I'm so happy to go have vacation.
Yes, oh my God.
I'll be sleeping in a 9-year-old's bed when I go to Charlotte.
Oh my God, with a 9-year-old?
No. I don't know. My brother's going to be there. I don't know if they're going to make us room up together. I hope not.
You and your brother?
Yeah, my brother Aaron.
In one 9-year-old's bed?
I don't know. I mean, they have a big house. I'm sure
this should be fun. I can't wait to hear the stories when you get back and just, make notes.
Yeah.
Keep all the notes. We want to hear about how uncomfortable it was. Holiday with family. It's always the best. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Vinny Alice's Morning Show. Here is a song. See you in a sec.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.